This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Indian armed forces carried out focused missile strikes on 9 terrorist facilities in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir late last night in retaliation against the horrific Pahalgam terror attack. The military strikes were conducted under Operation Sindoor between 1.05 a.m. and 1.30 a.m. In this retaliatory action, the Indian armed forces during the operation, which lasted for 25 minutes, targeted those terrorist infrastructure from where terrorist attacks were planned and directed against India. The Indian Army, Indian Air Force and the External Affairs Ministry held a joint press briefing in New Delhi this morning on Operation Sindoor. Speaking to media, Colonel Sophia Qureshi of the Indian Army and Wing Commander Vyomika Singh of the Indian Air Force informed that Operation Sindoor was launched to deliver justice to the victims of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. We now go live to our correspondent Suparna Saikia for the latest developments on Operation Sindoor. Suparna, what latest update do you have for our listeners?
Yes, Shagun. India has given a befitting reply to the Pahalgam terror attack by striking terrorist sites situated in POK in Pakistan. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval spoke with NSAs of several countries soon after the focused strikes at 9 sites. He emphasized that India had no intent to escalate, but was well prepared to retaliate resolutely should Pakistan decide to escalate. NSA will be in touch with his counterparts in the coming days. Shagun, Union Cabinet meeting was chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi earlier today in New Delhi, which is very significant in view of the operation conducted by the armed forces against terror camps. Home Minister Amit Shah spoke to Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah, and he is in constant touch with the JNK LG and DGBSS. And amid all this, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has postponed his, upcoming visit to Norway, Croatia and the Netherlands. Tomorrow, the center has convened an all-party meeting at 11 a.m. in the wake of Operation Sindoor. During the meeting, the leaders of different political parties will be briefed by the government. And Prime Minister Modi called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan this afternoon and briefed her about Operation Sindoor. The Home Minister also held a meeting with the Chief Ministers and DGPs of bordering states. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar also spoke with his counterparts from countries including Spain, Germany, France and Japan, and discussed India's firm and measured response to cross-border terrorism. Shagun, envoys of permanent and non-permanent members of UNSC, including France, China, Russia, and others, were briefed by the External Affairs Ministry this afternoon. Back to you.
All right. Thank you, Suparna, for that update. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that India has exercised its right to respond for conducting Operation Sindoor and the action was initiated in a very thoughtful and measured manner. Mr. Singh said this while addressing the 66th Raising Day event of Border Roads Organization in New Delhi.
हमारी सेनाओं ने ऑपरेशन सिंदूर लॉन्च करके पहले की तरह ही इस बार भी आतंकियों को ट्रेनिंग देने वाले कैंप्स को तबाह करके करारा जवाब दिया है भारत ने अपनी सरजमी पर हुए हमले का जवाब देने के लिए अपने राइट टू रेस्पॉन्ड का इस्तेमाल किया है और हमारी यह कार्रवाई बेहद सोच समझकर सधे हुए तरीके से की गई है आतंकियों के हौसले पस्त करने के उद्देश्य से यह कार्रवाई महज उनके कैंप्स और इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर तक ही सीमित रखी गई है
Leaders cutting across party lines have lauded Operation Sindoor conducted by the Indian Armed Forces. Operation Sindoor, conducted by India, has drawn widespread international support. Several nations have backed India's right to defend itself against terrorism. Israel voiced strong support to India, with Ambassador Reuven Azar in a social media post stated that terrorists should know there is no place to hide from their heinous crimes against the innocent. Russia condemned terrorism unequivocally. Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova emphasized the need for global cooperation to effectively combat this evil. Pakistan Army Post initiated artillery firing and hit civilian areas in Poonch and Tangdhar of Jammu and Kashmir since yesterday night. Defense sources said 15 civilians were killed and 43 others injured in the attack. And that is the end of this news bulletin.